WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin with an urgent warning for Ukraine, threatening to use nuclear weapons if Ukraine uses U.S.-supplied missiles to strike inside Russia. This week marks 1,000 days since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. An attorney for two women who testified before the House Ethics Committee speaking out, Joel Leppard, telling ABC's Juju Chang, one of his clients saw former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz having sex with a minor and that their testimony is not politically motivated.
This is not a political hit job. This is not an anti-Matt Gaetz stance per se. It is more that this is what happened to him. It's true. And they want the American people to know about this as they consider their future attorney general, potentially.
President Trump reportedly working the phones, trying to get senators to confirm Gaetz as attorney general. A homeless man is in custody accused of stabbing three people to death in New York City on Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard oral arguments Monday on the continued employment of Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, who has stated her position based on a ruling by the court 2 years ago that political appointments do not need to step down unless they're replaced by the Senate. Eric Hovde won't request a recount in his election loss to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. The Republican candidate announced his decision in a post to X Monday. Hovde continued to question the integrity of results from Milwaukee. The senator's campaign said Hovde had not yet contacted Baldwin. And Wisconsin ranks number one in the nation in prescription drug collection after Fall Take-Back Day. The Department of Justice says over 55,000 pounds of unwanted medications were collected. Since Drug Take-Back Day started in 2010, Wisconsin has collected more than 1.3 million pounds of unwanted medications. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, windy with some rain and snow showers, and a high of only 43. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. 8:03 a.m. It is Go West, King of Wishful Thinking on Max FM.
Take it. pretend my ship's not sinking, and I'll tell myself I'm over you, 'cause I'm the king of wishful thinking. I'm the king of wishful thinking. Over you, I know I will. You made a hole in my heart, but I won't shed a tear for you. I'll be the king.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 8:10 on Tuesday morning. We'll talk about your weather real quick because we are expecting it to stay cloudy and windy. Falling temps this afternoon into the upper to mid-40s, so make sure you take a jacket with you. Tonight, a low of 35. Tomorrow, windy with rain, possible snow showers. That's not going to stick with a high of 43, Emily. It's not going to be too bad out there right now. Just make sure you take a coat to work with you.
Yeah, take a coat to work with you or whatever you're out and about doing today. I was out really early with my puppy. As we know, they need to go out right away. Puppies do. And I was actually really surprised. It was really windy, like you said, but it's warm. Like, it feels nice. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm definitely a cooler weather kind of gal. I really like to get out and kind of just notice the changes and how it makes you feel kind of this kind of weather. I don't know. It just kind of wakes you up. I like it. So, and it's not raining on you right now, I don't think. You know, it's just kind of gray and windy. So yep. I'd say just, you know, go enjoy it.
Enjoy the day. And you know what? You also have a chance to enjoy Flock of Seagulls tickets at the Crystal Grand Music Center, December 14th, Lake Delton. We're giving away tickets. You just need to text in Seagulls for your chance to win. I picked two winners in the 7 o'clock hour already. I responded to both of our winners from the 7 o'clock hour. And we need your email addresses. So when you see that text back from me, please reply with your email address so that I can make sure that I get you your tickets. So one of our winners responded
out there.
Yes. I'm pushing all sorts of buttons today. And, you know, we just want everyone to have a chance to win a Flock of Seagulls tickets. It's going to be a great show and great venue.
I think that's awesome. Yeah. Great show. Great venue. You just saw Mannheim Steamroller at the Crystal Grand.
Yes, I did.
Last Friday. I've seen Willie Nelson there, like I mentioned, I think last week. I mean, it's just a really fun venue to be at and to check out some music. It's, you know, it's not huge, so it's cool. There's like no bad seats, right? So it's get up and close and personal with the band. And so congrats out there to those two that Dave already texted. Please send your email address to close the loop. Make sure you get your tickets. Also, go ahead and there's some more tickets to be given away. I think so. Go ahead and continue to text in Seagulls and you might get to hear a weird story from me about Seagulls.
Exactly.
Dave's going to give me a cue whether or not that's we're ready to go with that story.
I will let you know. I need our winner this hour, and I need our other winner to get back to us that I've been texting and emailing to make sure I've got the right email address for that person. So make sure you text in Seagulls to us for your chance to win those tickets via this free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on Max FM. Go to the lower right corner and click the text button, and that'll send the text to us. Can't make it any easier than that. Also, if you want a Christmas card from Max FM, text in Christmas card, name, address, and we'll send Christmas cards out as well, Emily. So much fun things happening.
There's so many reasons to text us. I know. There's just so much going on. So, like, you know, I'm not a big component of, like, always have your phone on you. But right now, always have your phone on you. And go ahead and go to the Civic Media app and text us, 99.7 Max FM. Hit the little mouse guy that's on the picture there and hit that text button. It's pretty easy. And then it'll come through to us. You can text two separate texts, one that says Seagull and one that says Christmas card with your address. And you will be on the list for both. The Seagull tickets, of course, you still have to win. But you very well might. But the Christmas cards, you'll get one. So we're going to do a photo shoot for that Monday after all the big festivities. So we should be like ridiculously filled with holiday spirit.
For sure. We will be. I'm already filled with holiday spirit. And one of our reporters that was a winner in the 7 o'clock hour just got back to us. So thank you. We will make sure to get back with that and get the information to you. So we appreciate that. So again, texting Christmas card with your name and address to get a Max FM Christmas card. Seagulls for your chance to win tickets to see the Flock Seagulls at the Crystal Grand. It is that time of year. And if you want to get through Thanksgiving and do the bare minimum, here's your shopping list. Kroger Supermarkets ask people to name their must-have top five Thanksgiving foods. So if you could only have five things on the table, what would they be, Emily?
So five things on the table for Thanksgiving. Here are the five staples that got the most votes. Turkey, 83%. Put it on their list. Stuffing, 55%. Mashed potatoes, 49%. Gravy, 30%. Pumpkin pie, 30%. So those are the like completely traditional dishes. I love seeing these up there. There's a little note down that says mashed potatoes are technically a quote unquote vegetable, but nothing green made the list. I mean, I love this list. I think it's right on. I think personally, gravy could have scooted up with mashed potatoes, left an opening for green bean casserole. Just saying. There you got something green. You got something traditional. I think gravy gets to be with the mashed potatoes. I don't know. Isn't it? Like gravy and mash, isn't that kind of like a one dish deal?
I would agree. So I definitely think so. I mean, and of course, stuffing was number two on that list. And all I thought of was when we were in the grocery store, we needed stuffing and we don't normally eat that. And I was just like, I've got a hankering for stuffing, so we had to buy that. But green beans were not on this list, so I'm disappointed by that.
I know. We always have it every year. I got a goofy story about that, too, but we'll talk about that maybe another closer time. I'm going to use this opportunity to segue from the food thing to a new thing, a food thing to a new thing that has to do with food. Those of you who are fans of the farmer's market that happens downtown Baraboo on Wednesdays and Saturdays, we know that is closed for the season, but super exciting. We are going to be opening, myself and the community of vendors out in the Baraboo area, a little indoor farmer market. We're calling it the Baraboo, downtown Baraboo Winter Market. So it's not just a farmer market, because as we know, farmers markets tend to have, you know, fresh vegetables and things that are difficult to grow in Wisconsin in the winter. So it's going to be crafts. It's going to be any type of foods that can still be grown, honeys, you know, some artwork, different, all kinds of different stuff. Definitely, definitely breads. Thank you, Amanda. I'll just say that enough. So I'm just going to tease this a little bit. It's something in the works, but you will be getting some information about this out there. Right now, we have just a monthly grouping of dates throughout the winter. There's six of them, but it starts soon on November 30th. So this is, you know, this is a new thing. This is trial. So bear with us. I think it's going to be awesome. But November 30th is a Saturday. We're going to do 9 to 1 loosely. And then following, and we'll have this out so y'all can see it, but December 21st, so come get your last minute Christmas gifts. There'll be some crafts, like I said, and all kinds of cool art. And then following the 25th of January, the 22nd of February, the 22nd of March, and the 19th of April. And that will get us into schmooving in. I just made up a word, schmooving in.
Yes, you did. I was waiting for schmooving.
Starts it. Oh my God, I do that a lot. Schmooving. Okay, I'm gonna ask people to tell me what that means, because I think I just made that up. But anyways, Downtown Winter Market, Downtown Baraboo Winter Market. It's a new thing. It's gonna be at the Great Day Building in that cool old bank lobby where there's some artwork up right now by Ray McDaniel. There's gonna be action for the wine walk. We'll be in and out for the parade. So, and that's where obviously 99.7 Max FM Studios is living upstairs as of like literally this week. So lots of fun stuff going on, but more to come on that. And thank you, listeners, for, you know, hearing the first moments of this new entity that's being created. And thank you again, Amanda, for all of your help. Amanda out there, I think, is listening from lovely Levin. So I appreciate you so much. And all of the vendors and crafters out there, like come to me, come to Great Day Building, stop by, reach out to Amanda. You can find me. I'm all over the place. But yeah, or even, you know, try to find me here, whatever. And just, this is going to be fun for the community. I cannot wait. So more on that later. Thanks again for the time and listening.
You betcha. And we're glad you're schmooving around there today, Emily.
Schmooving. Oh my God. That's like the story of my life. Like, what did you do today? A lot of schmooving.
Yeah, I was all Googling it. I Googled
it. Is it actually a word?
No, it could be more move towards schmoozing. I sent you another definition that we're not going to use on air from one of my favorite websites as well. So
I mean, I'm going to say it's schmoozing and moving. So it's just like kind of what we do in the community and in the world to like get through the day and get the stuff done, right? So yeah, schmoozing. It's a thing. It's going to be a dance move soon. Just wait. I'll show you. It's all the things are coming.
That's making after she's been at the wine walk.
I am a host, okay? I am there to show the wine walkers a good time. I'm going to be inside playing some beautiful blues and some jazz and some rock and roll music and keeping warm. That's what I'm going to do. But yeah,
I'll be probably in there as well, running around doing some of the setup stuff. I promise I won't steal any wine. Okay, I'm not making
don't
that
steal
promise.
It. Well, we're not. Yeah, we don't make promises. That's just, you know, setting yourself up for failure. Let's just schmooving through the day. Okay?
Yes. As we schmoove through the morning show today, don't forget to text in Seagulls for your chance to win tickets to see a flock of seagulls up at the Crystal Grand in Lake Delton. I'm going to pick some winners from the 8 o'clock hour by 8:50. So I'm going to pick those winners. Also, if you'd like a Max FM Christmas card with a picture of your lovely morning show host, please text in the phrase Christmas card with your name and address. We'll be sending those out sometime in December as well. Lots of fun things with our text line this morning. We're so excited about all that, Emily. Also, one more thing before we go, I just want to quickly mention, Emily and I will be at Back Rope Baraboo Motors this Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop by and meet us and bring over some canned goods to help out. We want to fill the truck on Friday. We want to overfill the truck, and we still have to come up with what we do if we overfill the truck, but we at least want to fill the truck with your canned goods to help out the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Back Rope Baraboo Motors, Emily.
Let's fill the truck. Whoop, whoop.
So stop by and say hi, and we'll hook you up with some MaxFM stickers as well. Emily will be back with us about 8:40. I got to pay attention to my clock here. She'll be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days, Emily, so we look forward to that.
Sounds good. See you then.
We will see you then. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love, 8:22 on a Tuesday morning.
You can't sleep, oh, you can't.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:25 on Tuesday morning with Britney Spears on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 8:29 on Tuesday morning. People Helping People is holding Stomp on Hunger and their Christmas Adopt-A-Family. Now through December 1st, PHP is collecting monetary donations for their Adopt-A-Family program, which provides food to low-income families. If you're able to contribute, you can mail or drop those donations off to PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. You can also donate online at phpwisconsin.org. Goals raised between $3,000 and $5,000 to provide much-needed groceries for a full Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. As of this morning, they're at $2,000, so we're below that $3,000 goal, and we want to exceed that $5,000 goal, so please consider a donation. Also on Saturday, December 7th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., is the PHP Brat Fry and Bake Sale. That'll be held at the PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Also, Santa will visit from 2 to 4 p.m., and he will arrive on his fryer truck. For more information, go to phpwisconsin.org. This is your last chance to win tickets to see A Flock of Seagulls. You need to text in Seagulls via the free Civic Media app and click on Max Mouse, click the text button, and text in Seagulls for your chance to win A Flock of Seagulls tickets at the Crystal Grand on December 14th. We'll announce our winners at 8:40 when we talk about calendar days. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Sophomore guard John Blackwell poured in a career-high 30 points to lead the Badger men's basketball team past Texas Rio Grande 87-84 last night. At the Kohl Center, I'm Bill Scott with sports. Big Ten Player of the Week John Tanjay added 19. The Badgers off to a 5-0 start. They also moved into both top 25 polls this week, ranked 19th in the AP poll, 25th in the coaches poll. Marquette remains at 15th in both polls. They're back in action tonight, hosting Purdue at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez had 27 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Bucks to a 101-100 victory over Houston at Fiserv last night. Damian Lillard hit the go-ahead layup with under 4 seconds to give the Bucks the victory. Brewers outfielder Jackson Churio finishing third in National League Rookie of the Year voting yesterday. Pirates ace Paul Skeens takes home the National League Award. NFL last night, Houston knocked off the Dallas Cowboys by a score of 34-10. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a lot going on today. Showers this morning, then cloudy and windy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, windy with some rain and snow showers and a high of only 43. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. 8:34 on Tuesday morning. Here is Cutting Crew. I Just Died in Your Arms on Max FM.
Something you said, I just died in your arms tonight. I keep looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me, and I don't see an easy way to get out of this. By the bedside table, the curtains closed, the cat's in a cradle. Who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this? Oh, I just died in your arms tonight.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you. 8:42 on Tuesday morning. As a reminder, as you heard Sean a few minutes ago, temperature is going to fall throughout the day. So you want to make sure you have a coat with you. We're going to see temps drop into the high 40s to mid 40s by the end of today. Mostly cloudy tonight with the low of 35. And tomorrow, we do have a slight chance of rain, possibly some snow mixed in with that. It's not going to accumulate, so no need for concern there, Emily. It's just going to, it's November after all.
I know. Thank you always for reassuring me. I love that. You're always like, no need for concern, Emily. The weather, we're going to get through the day. I do appreciate that because, you know, Dave's talking to all of us out there in terms of like feeling good about the day starting at the morning show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be good. I think, you know, it is the time of year that it is. I honestly, and I know, I'm probably going to get people to yell at me about this who, you know, aren't ready for the winter weather. But yesterday I just had that little spooky fun feeling of like having it snow and I got really excited and I was telling my daughter about it and she's like, yeah, kind of in the mood for that. So I it happens and it's really exciting, and then it happens again and exciting, and then after that you're like, oh great, now it's gonna be 3 months. But
I'm gonna disagree with you. I'm gonna disagree. I don't want snow. I'm not ready for snow or any of the stuff that goes with it, so I'm good without it.
I think it's I get into the magic about it. I kind of turn into like a little kid, and I honestly like whatever. I like to shovel. I don't love to like shovel like when you're like, it's one day after another, after another, after another, after another, but it's very good exercise and it gets you outside in the winter. And in terms of like, you got to do it. Like, I kind of don't hate it, but anyways, all right. Enough of that positivity.
It's
about winter.
A great Moving exercise on. Method. And just remember when I throw a snowball at you this year, how much you love snow.
Okay. I'm down. Like I used to be the queen of the snowball fight. So I don't know that you want to go there, but anyway.
Well, I just have a better vantage point as you're walking in the door to your office. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I didn't even think of. Okay, right. Gonna get some head protection. I'll be walking around downtown with a helmet on because of Dave upstairs, who could open his window and just drop snow on me. That's fine. Okay.
Yep. Right. I need to make sure I get the freezer into my office. Making that note right now. All right. Speaking of note, I want to take a moment and congratulate all of our winners today. Joyce, Eric, and Mitchell. We had people winning from Wisconsin Dells, Baraboo, and Mesa Maney. If you didn't win, stay tuned tomorrow. You'll have another opportunity to win with Emily and Dave in the morning.
Congrats, Joyce, Eric, and Mitchell. Thank you, everyone, for being like so on top of texting. It's so exciting to get this interaction with people like while we're chatting or listening to music. And of course, I'm listening to the same music that you guys are on the break. So, I mean, TLC, come on. Like, I'm wide awake now. Feels good. So congratulations. And two new winners just came through. So close the loop on that. Make sure you get all the information to Dave. And is that enough for the seagull story?
Yes, it is. So you can tell your seagull story before we get into calendar days.
Okay, awesome. And it's short, but this really, really happened. So over the summer, I got the pleasure and I was so lucky to be able to go with my family on a little road trip and go visit some of our extended family and kind of chosen family of friends out in the East Coast. So one of our stops was Providence, Rhode Island, and I had never been there before. And we went to the beach one day and spent the afternoon, and I'm not going to pretend like I remember exactly where it was. So those of you that are from that area, sorry, I'm terrible at geography, but anywhere is somewhere near Providence, Rhode Island. It's very famous beaches around there. And we were sitting on the beach and we had brought this beautiful like Italian deli kind of picnic. And our friend that we were visiting out there was like this, you know, he loves food. And he was just like, oh, there's this great Italian deli. We'll go get the stuff. We'll bring it to the beach. It'll be like all picturesque and really fun. We had the kids, everybody swimming. It was lovely. So we had this beautiful spread, you know, and of course you're at the beach, there's seagulls around, right? So I'm used to seagulls, right? I'm grew up in Lake City, whatever. Ocean seagulls are different. I know this. They're bigger. They're a little more aggressive. But, you know, usually you can swat them away or chase them away a little bit. The kids were chasing them away. It was fine. We were feeling. Fine. We're making and things like that. And this beautiful sandwich for my son and myself. And we're eating it. And this seagull dive bombs him, right? Literally after swirling around, tries to grab the sandwich out of his hand as he's taking a bite. And he somehow struggles and keeps the sandwich. And the seagull's mad and like flies away. No, it gets better. And we were all like, oh my God, I've never seen a seagull do something like this. Like, it was like the seagull was waiting for when he took the bite because he knew somehow that would put right into his face. No joke. 5 minutes later, we're still like reeling from this attack, and I'm talking and go to take a bite, and the seagull comes and takes the entire sandwich out of my hands and my mouth and flies away with it. The whole sandwich. I'm talking
about a hoagie.
It was ridiculous. So if anyone's ever had an experience like this before, please text your story, because I was like, oh my God, like I've spent my time chosen to be around animals, like brought up tons of dogs. You know what I mean? I know what animals are like. They come get your food, right? That's what they want. He swallowed the sandwich whole. So my son was I don't know if he's going to feel very well. And it was disgusting. It was frightening. I was honestly like, a bit of trauma reaction to had my food stolen from me straight up nature style from a bird out of the air.
That's
and the sandwich,
insane.
I am not joking. I'm going to say, I had gotten a part of the way through it. It was easily 3 to 4 inches long still. And it was like a hoagie. So it was like 3 to 4 inches tall.
What a thief.
So, real true story. Be careful out there, people. If you're not worried about enough, be careful when you go to the beach with your hoagie sandwich.
Watch out for those seagulls stealing your sandwich.
And there was legit a flock of seagulls attacking us. So on that note, congratulations to the winners of the concert to go see Flock of Seagulls. Because that's no joke, man. Flock of Seagulls.
Right.
They don't mess around. Dave, are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, okay. I'm here. I just said thanks for listening. We had a little, I think my story
a little bit internet glitches
maybe.
Here today. So we better do calendar days before we have any more issues. And
let's
it is World Toilet Day. So if you like Ode to the Commode, here you go.
Oh, good Lord. Especially if you eat a hoagie in one bite and you're a seagull, that would probably be. Necessary. Journalists, I mean, people out there in the world getting the news and giving it to us. Thank you for your work. Celebrate yourselves today. National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day.
I don't really understand that.
Like mind boosting stimulant drinks. All right. Is that something that you partake in, Dave? I know we talk a lot about beverages in the morning
show.
Well,
see, it could technically be a soda, but yeah, I think that, you know. Yeah, caffeine's a good thing.
Okay,
this
sorry,
in the morning,
I was thinking about
so.
Caffeine and coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess
it's
a soda, but I was thinking, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not a big soda girl, but if you come up with a good drink that's a carbonated coffee drink, share that, because that sounds more delicious than soda.
I would agree.
Celebrate that. What else do you see?
I see National Lewis Day, so take our hats off to all the Lewises on their special day. I definitely know a Lewis, so happy Lewis Day, Lewis.
I love that. I know a Lewis, too, on our real estate team, so happy birthday to Lewis. It's also National Play Monopoly Day. I think every day is a good day to play Monopoly. Yes, it's a long game, but you can put it aside if you've got a coffee table and come back to it later. There's been some rough games in our family of Monopoly. There's some really conniving hustlers in my family, and I'm talking about my kids, so like
then, not talking about Rob.
no, he like changes the rules of Monopoly, and you know, I don't want to speak to that right now because it's really kind of a star
that's
subject.
A whole nother day.
Another day, and this is a big one for me and all the people out there. Women's Entrepreneurship Day. As a fellow female entrepreneur, I want to celebrate myself and all of you out there that are doing the thing. So it's hard to start a business. It's hard to run a business. So everybody out there who's doing it, you know, a civic media is a small business. All of us are doing the thing. So just celebrate yourself. Appreciate all of you. Celebrate yourself.
Yes, and we do appreciate everyone. And just quick word that the community Christmas tree is up officially as of 2 minutes ago at the Al Ringling Theater. So that is so exciting to see here.
Well done, Seth.
Yes, good job, Seth. He's been a busy guy. He was up early this morning. So thank you to everyone that helped with that. Emily, thank you for being with us today. You'll be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10 tomorrow morning.
Sounds like a plan. Everybody have a great Tuesday.
We hope everyone has a wonderful rest of your day. I'll be back with you tomorrow bright and early as well. So, but I'll stick around for a little bit longer this morning. I'll be here until 11 with you. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you help us feed neighbors in need? The second annual Feed the Need food drive is happening now at Back Road Baraboo Motors. The goal? To stock the pantries for those that need it most with Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Shop now and drop off items. Or join us Friday, November 22nd from 11 to 1 as we fill a truck with your donations alongside the Max FM team. Find us on Facebook at Back Road Baraboo or visit baraboomotors.com for a list of most needed items. On State Road in Baraboo, across from Dairy Queen, Back Road Baraboo Motors.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
Hey!
FM. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.